From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. A new voting system allows voters with disabilities to cast their ballots anonymously and without help. The Lee County Elections Office held a demonstration recently revealing the Express Vote universal voting system. Florida statutes require the current touchscreen voting devices to be replaced by 2020. Lee County wants them out by the 2016 presidential election. WGCU's Tara Callaghan reports that can't happen without funding.
Express Vote is compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act, complete with features like a 15-inch touchscreen display, sound, text, and contrast adjustment, and a Braille keypad for easy screen navigation, even for the blind.
Press the down arrow key to scroll through languages. For help at any time, press the home.
Lee County Election Supervisor Sharon Harrington says the 13-year-old Ivotronic machines, which are not ADA compliant, need to be replaced sooner rather than later.
Do we really want to wait until 2020 to replace the Ivotronics that are difficult to use and do not adequately meet the needs of our voters with disabilities? I don't think so. I think we would like to see a lot of improvement before the 2016 election.
She says the current machines are hard for people with disabilities to use because they do not have adjustable features like the Express Vote, and voters using the newer machines can make the changes without any help. Marianne Grignon, president of the Southwest Florida Council of the Blind, says voting independently would be incredible.
I always tell people, you just cannot imagine how good it feels to have control over something independently rather than to have always the same thing. Let's see who I can get to help me fill this out. You know, it's wonderful. It gives us all that we need to have that experience. I feel that we found the right system. And now let's just convince the officials that we're worth spending that money on.
The Express Vote will decrease voter wait times and could bring more voters to the polls, says Harrington. She says she hopes the county will approve the nearly $715,000 required to buy 175 machines and train staff and volunteers. The budget deadline is October 1st. For WGCU News, I'm Tara Callaghan.